It's verse 3 of Psalm 79. The third verse of Psalm 79 that I want to point you in the direction of tonight. It's the first words, the early words in the verse. Their blood have they shed like water round about Jerusalem. Their blood have they shed like water round about Jerusalem. Let's just look to the Lord, please, in prayer. Our Father, we thank you tonight that your word is inspired, that every word of God is pure. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt help us tonight as we would consider, O Lord, this text of Scripture and how it relates to the great battle that took place a century ago. Lord, give us minds to understand your word tonight. May we be blessed and encouraged as we once again think about that once for all sacrifice that our Saviour has made on our behalf. For we ask it in his name. Amen. We need to remember the local relevance of the Battle of the Somme. Do you know that on the first day of the battle, 115 soldiers from the city of Derry died? That makes it local, doesn't it? Some of those men were Roman Catholics. Both Protestants and Roman Catholics perished on the opening day of the Battle of the Somme. And it's important for us to remember those from this community who made such a great sacrifice. For our tomorrow, they gave their today. What a sacrifice. You know, there were men who spoke highly of the Ulster Division. Men who gave great commendations. Captain Wilfred Spender, he said, "I am not an Ulster man, but yesterday, the 1st of July, as I followed their amazing attack, I felt that I would rather be an Ulster man than anything else in the world. My pen cannot describe adequately the hundreds of heroic acts that I witnessed. The Ulster Volunteer Force, from which the division was made, has won a name which equals any in history. Their devotion deserves the gratitude of the British Empire." He also said, "The Ulster Division has lost more than half the men who attacked, and in doing so has sacrificed itself for the Empire, which has treated them none too well. Their devotion, which no doubt has helped the advance elsewhere, deserved the gratitude of the British Empire. It is due to the memory of these brave fellows that their beloved province shall be fairly treated." King George V paid tribute to the Ulster men. "I recall the deeds of the 36th Ulster Division, which have more than fulfilled the high opinion formed by me on inspecting the force on the eve of its departure for the front. Throughout the long years of struggle, which now so gloriously ended, the men of Ulster have proved how nobly they fight and die." Winston Churchill, the Prime Minister of our nation, he said on one occasion, "The record of the 36th Division will ever be the pride of Ulster." What high praise for the Ulster Division. But you know, there's one more commendation that I want you to listen to tonight. It was given by a Colonel John Buchan. And he said, "Nothing finer was done in the war. The splendid troops drawn from those volunteers who had banded themselves together for another cause now shed their blood like water for the liberty of the world. They shed their blood like water for the liberty of the world." Do you know that statement actually comes from the psalm that we have read tonight? And I've drawn your attention to verse 3 of Psalm 79. Their blood have they shed like water. Their blood have they shed like water. The soldiers of the Ulster Division, they shed their blood like water for the liberty of the world. We think about the blood of the Ulster Division. You know, human blood is an amazing thing. Human blood is an amazing substance. Blood is actually a part of the body. It's not just a product. We think of, you know, things like tears, saliva, sweat. Those are products of the body. But the blood is actually a part of the body, just like your hands or your hair. You know, there are billions of cells billions of blood cells in the body, and they live for 120 days and then they die and they're replaced. The chemistry of the blood is remarkable. There are 9,520 atoms, and each atom must hook up with its neighbor in exactly the right way for the body to be healthy. Scientists now think that human blood is as unique as the human fingerprint. Your blood is actually as unique as your fingerprint. This is what the scientists have discovered. And then people say, well, it all just happened by chance. Just like the atheist that refused the tract on Friday. The Big Bang. Well, I want to tell you that blood and the human body didn't happen by chance. Oh, thank God that there was a great work of creation. The pinnacle, the climax of creation is man. And thank God that we here are here tonight to worship our Creator. Oh, human blood amazes us. Human blood is awesome. But tonight I want us not so much to think about human blood as we come to the end of the service. I want us to think about His blood. Not so much human blood, but His blood. Whose blood are we referring to? Well, we're referring tonight to the precious blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. First of all, let me say tonight, His blood was sinless blood. His blood was sinless blood. Do you know, whenever the Lord Jesus was in the womb of the Virgin Mary, He didn't get any of His blood from Mary. You see, babies' blood is their own. Babies in the womb of their mother, they don't receive the blood from the mother. It's a medical fact. You ask a doctor, he'll tell you. The little ones growing in the womb, they develop their own blood. And it's remarkable. And so the Lord Jesus, and we know that Joseph wasn't his father. Joseph had no part in his conception. But some people, some smart alecks, maybe turn around and say, well, what about Mary? You say Mary was a sinner, she needed to be saved. Well, does that not make Jesus a sinner too? Was his blood, did he not get his blood from Mary so he couldn't be the Savior? Well, the medical truth tonight, the fact of the matter is that the Lord Jesus didn't get one drop of blood from Mary. Oh, the Holy Spirit hovered over Mary, and the great miracle of the virgin birth took place, or I suppose a better term perhaps is the conception, because it was the Holy Ghost that conceived the Savior in Mary's womb. But oh, because the Lord Jesus did not receive His blood from His mother, therefore His blood was sinless blood. We referred to Mary this morning. We thank God for Mary. She was the young woman that the Lord chose to bring His Son into the world. And we respect her and we thank God for her. If it had not been for Mary, the Savior couldn't have come into the world. But let me say tonight, we don't worship Mary. This morning we talked about how the Roman Catholic Church worships Mary. And they've got their statues with the Virgin and the 12 stars around her head. And this morning, we refer to Revelation 12, verse 1. It speaks about the woman with the 12 stars. I didn't get as far as to explain who that was. You know who it was? You know who that verse is referring to? It's referring to Israel. Revelation chapter 12 is not referring to the Virgin Mary. It's referring to Israel. Israel is the woman that brought forth the man child. The Lord Jesus came from the nation of Israel. The Lord Jesus was a Jew. And so we do not exalt Mary. We do not worship Mary or venerate Mary. And we certainly do not believe in the Immaculate Conception, that she was without sin, born without sin. Only our Savior was born without sin. Oh, thank God tonight for His sinless blood. It was not only sinless blood, but let me say also it was shed blood. Because the precious blood of the Lord Jesus, that is our hope tonight, it had to be shed. That blood, as it flowed around the little body in the Virgin's womb, through the arteries of the little babe in the womb, and then as the Savior was born and as He lived in obscurity for the first 30 years, and then as He entered out into His public ministry for 3.5 years, as the blood flowed around in His veins, yes, as it flowed through His arteries, yes, it was sinless blood, but it had to be shed. The Lord Jesus had to go to the cross and He had to be crucified. We touched last Sunday night on the red hand, the symbol of the Ulster Division, the insignia of the Ulster Division, the red hand of Ulster. But what about the red hand of Christ? The hands that were pierced for us. Yes, Jesus had to shed His blood. You see, blood had to be shed in order to save. It must be shed in order to save. It must flow in order to free. Do you want to be free tonight? Souls in new buildings need to be set free, though the vast majority of them don't realize it. But they need to be set free, and it's only the shed blood of Jesus that can set them free. And thank God our Savior did shed His blood. We love to sing about it. We love to think about it. We love to consider how He willingly laid down His life. How He went to that old rugged cross. He wasn't forced. He went as a volunteer. Stretched Himself out on the cross. Allowed the Roman soldiers to nail Him to that tree. Though He could have called 10,000 angels, 12 legions of angels to deliver Him. But He willingly shed His blood for you and for me. And that brings me to the next point. His blood is saving blood. Because His blood was sinless and because it was shed, thank God tonight we can say that it is blood that saves. Conviction of sin doesn't save. I believe that's an important point to make. Yes, conviction of sin is vital, it's important, and a person will never realize their need of Christ unless they come under conviction of sin. And by conviction of sin, we mean it's just like the court standing in the dock. In the court, the judge brings down the hammer. Guilty. It's been proved that you're guilty. And then the person, the defendant, begins to feel the guilt. They've been exposed, it's been proved that they're guilty, that they deserve to be punished. That's what it means when a sinner is convicted of their sin. They won't turn around and say, well, Lord, I'm not sure about that now. I've been a right good person. I've done this and I've done the other thing. And I'm not as bad as the boy down the street. Now, whenever conviction falls, there's no arguments about it. There's no buts about it. Yes, conviction is vitally important, but it doesn't save. And don't you rest on conviction. Because some people do. And some people think, oh, well, I came to the Lord and I really repented and I felt really sorry for my sins. and they rest on how they felt and what they did. Well, I want to tell you tonight, I want to warn you, don't rest on conviction, don't rest on any experience. Rest on the blood. Because it's only the blood that can save. Our confidence tonight is in the precious blood of Jesus. Our confidence is not in the flesh. Paul said that. We have no confidence in the flesh. Our confidence is not in anything we do before conversion. It's not in anything we can do when we bow the knee to Christ at the old rugged cross and ask Him to save us. There's no confidence in our words or thoughts or our tears or anything. Our confidence must be solely in the blood of Christ. The sinless blood. The shed blood. The saving blood. Thank God His blood saves. I believe Jesus saves. The hymn writer said, and His blood makes me whiter than snow. I believe Jesus saves. And His blood makes me whiter than snow. Sinless blood, shed blood, saving blood. Let me finish tonight. It's speaking blood. The precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ can talk. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. You say tonight, how can blood talk? Well, here it is, in black and white, Hebrews 12, verse 24. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, that speaketh, there it is, speaketh better things than that of Abel. Now, let's rewind to Genesis chapter 4. Keep your finger in Hebrews 12, but go back to Genesis chapter 4. And verse 9. Cain has murdered his brother. And in Genesis 4, verse 9, we read, and the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Only God could hear Abel's blood. But that's all that matters. Do you know tonight, only God can hear the blood of Jesus as it speaks. But that's all that matters. The blood of Abel spoke of vengeance. Vengeance upon the guilty one, upon Cain. We would be in some predicament tonight if the blood of Jesus did the same, but it doesn't. Praise God, His blood doesn't speak for vengeance and cry out for vengeance. It cries out for pardon. It cries out for mercy. Cries out for redemption, forgiveness. And you see, the blood of Jesus doesn't cry out from the ground. The blood of Jesus cries out from glory. I want you to get that tonight as we finish. The precious blood of the Lord Jesus has been taken into glory by the Savior Himself. And it has been sprinkled on the heavenly mercy seat. If you don't believe me, go home and read Hebrews chapter 9 tonight. Just few chapters before chapter 12, go back to chapter 9, you read it through, you'll read there about the blood that has been taken into the holy place not made with hands. It's been sprinkled on the heavenly mercy seat before God the Father. And His blood cries out for us tonight on our behalf. You see, that's what saves us tonight. That's what will see us through to heaven someday. It's not because we grit our teeth and we strive to do this and do that and keep all the rules and the regulations. Not a bit of it. It's because the precious blood of the Saviour speaks on our behalf. Oh, thank God tonight that it's sinless blood, that it's blood that has been shed, that it's saving blood, and that it's speaking blood. The Ulster Division shed their blood like water for the liberty of the world. The Lord Jesus Christ shed his blood like water for the liberty of the world. For the liberty of sinners in new buildings tonight. And friends, as the Lord's people, we can go forth and we can share that message this week, can't we? Oh, as folk think about the psalm and as the anniversary comes up, no doubt there'll be programs on the television and the radio. There'll be quite a lot of focus on it as people think about it. We can direct their attention not only to the Ulster men, so brave and so courageous, but we can direct their attention to the bravest soldier of all, our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. 189, 189, O Christ, what burdens bowed thy head? Our load was laid on thee, thou stoodest in the sinner's stead, didst bear all ill for me. A victim led, thy blood was shed, now there's no load for me. 189, and we will stand to sing. We'll only have the first and the second verses. First two verses only of 189. Let's stand.